We hope that this will be a special service for you, and the entire group has been praying about it and really preparing for it, and we're excited. We would like to find out who is in worship today. There are worship pads for on each pew that we would like for everyone to sign so that we know you're here. There will be no youth or music activities this afternoon, and they're all canceled. Spring Fling is next Sunday, and it's from 4 to 7, and it's going to be out there or out there. I'm not really sure which side, and it's out there. All right, and it'll be from 4 to 7 next Sunday, so come. It's time for this semester's exam pack run, so we get a bunch of like food and snacks and stuff and put it in a bag and send it to all our college people that are in college. And like for them to have during exams to like snack on or whatever. So we'd like for donations, and like they can be bought from the store. You can home make them. Either one's great. And we would really appreciate that. All church members are invited. Ooh. Raymond has an announcement. Sorry.
I've never really had that kind of reaction to me having an announcement before, Keith. I do have an announcement. I want to kind of give you an update. You should have received a letter this week, and in that letter, and perhaps even email if you're on our email list, and there was a letter and a sample ballot there in regard to our called conference next Sunday morning. If you read the letter, obviously this is kind of in response to recommendations that our finance committee has made after considering the pledging process that we just went through. Our deacons really wanted to make sure in meeting with them that we stayed true to the original pledging process of living the faith and building the future and the presentation that were made during that time. So that's kind of what has led to what some have referred to as priority language in the ballot. But we're sensitive. We've heard you. We really have. And we want every voice to be heard on all five building projects. So we're going through a revision now of that ballot, and we'll have that for you Wednesday night. We want you to have a chance to see that. And that's kind of the reason we sent ballot out. We wanted to get feedback from you. As always, we thank you for your feedback. We really do. For the most part, it's been kind and helpful. So we want to continue to affirm you. Unless you have something other than that in concern for the ballot, there's no need to call or email, because we've got the message and we're working on revisions in that. All right. Next Sunday morning at 9:45, that's the Sunday school hour. Okay. 9:45, not in here, not at 11 o'clock, at 9:45, the Sunday school hour, we will have a called conference in Smith Hall. I think there will be a few light refreshments there, because we're Baptist, we meet and we eat. So we'll be meeting in there at 9:45. I do want to answer one question that has been asked. Voting has to take place within the context of the conference, okay? Our Constitution does not allow for absentee ballots for anything other than deacon voting. So we will be voting in conference there. We will allow discussion, questions. We'll walk through the ballot, make sure everyone's clear. We'll have visuals up on the screen so that everybody is clear on what we're voting on, and allow for time for questions and any comments that need to be made. So we invite you to come be a part of that. If you have any other questions, feel free to call myself or Mitch Edmonds, Facility Update Committee, or Tom Hurst if it relates to finance and finance committee. Okay? We'll see everybody next Sunday morning. Thank you, Keith.
We have ushers coming down the aisles now. If you are a guest this morning, we would like to give you some information about the church. We ask any guests to raise your hand so ushers will know to give you a packet. We just we're just happy that you all come out and support us on Youth Sunday. We see it's more full. I see it's more full than usual. So it's it's nice to know that we're like, it's appreciated. So, all right.
Hey, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for you letting us have you Sunday and letting us have this opportunity. We praise you for giving each of us and every of us a chance to know you personally and let us tell other people about God. We ask you now that the service goes well and everybody comes closer to you. Help us listen for you calling out to each of us in every day. In your name I pray, amen.
Dance if you're wounded, dance if you're torn into. We're excited about you, Sunday.
Pretty nasty pill. Here, let me take it from you.
Thank you.
Where are you headed?
Well, I'm going to the library for the chess club meeting.
Come on, man. That's this way. Let's go.
Thank you.
Basically, the words say, dance if you're wounded, dance if you're torn in two. Many of us know those moments when we have been hurt, we've been wounded, we feel like we are torn in two, and even then, Jesus loves us. And it gives us a reason to be excited and to be joyful that no matter what this world throws at us, we can dance in the knowledge that Jesus is alive. That's why we worship. That's why we worship. We're about to sing a song that kind of goes with that. It's called Trading My Sorrows. There's going to be words over here on the screen. There are words in your bulletin as well. If you can't see the screen, this is called Trading My Sorrows. Let's sing. Stand and sing.
I'm trading. Thank you. yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. And we say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Toys.
I love toys. What do you have in your classroom?
Pencils.
Yes.
A teacher?
A teacher. Wouldn't be a classroom without a teacher. What about you?
A desk.
A desk. I need a desk. What do you have?
Toys.
Even more toys?
Students.
You guys have all these things in your classroom.
Yeah!
Yes, we do! A couple weeks ago, do you know where I was?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. I was in Jamaica. Guess where we went?
A building.
What building did we go to?
An elementary school.
An elementary school. They had kids just like you guys there. Hmm? We went into their classrooms. They didn't have much there. All they had was, they didn't have many toys. I don't think they even had many books. But we went down there for the service of God. You guys know the theme of this Youth Sunday, Never Done Serving God?
Yeah.
Well, I have a Bible passage for you.
Me too.
It's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 through 11. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. So can you guys go out and do what's in that Bible verse to help serve God? All right, will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for letting all these children come down here so we can have children's time on this Youth Sunday. Help them take what they learned through this Bible passage and go out to their school so they can serve you better. Amen.
Oh, hey, man. You forgot your books.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
We're not really doing anything.
Well, if you're not doing anything tonight at around 6, I would suggest coming to College Park Baptist because the youth are going to the bus station.
What do you do there?
Well, you know, we minister to people and we ask if we can pray for them. We just try and brighten their day.
That sounds really cool. We'll be there.
All right, see you then.
This is Philippians 2, 1 through 4. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house. We ask you to speak through these youth members today who have worked so hard to put this service together in your name, and we ask you to fill this place with your presence. We praise you for your never-ending love and mercy, and we hope to thank you through our never-ending service. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Good morning, everyone. As many of you know, I am Sienna Devine, and I am in eighth grade in the youth group. Yesterday, we did something called Impact Winston-Salem. It's where about eight churches, we came together at College Park, and we divided up into different groups, and we went all around Winston-Salem, and we did random acts of kindness. Yesterday, I went to six different laundromats. What I did there was I had like $5 in quarters. I helped people pay for their laundry. I paid for some kids' games because they were a little bored. I folded laundry, and I put it in cars for 6 hours. So this service to me was really important because some people, they could just be having a really rough day. The world could just be coming down on them. And then to have someone and come pay for your laundry and help you with like this much, and just, it's just really amazing. Some man, he told me yesterday that he made his day. He said, bless you and bless your work. And we want to do this all the time. And we need to do it more. Because service, it starts with us. And we need to take part in that service. Because we need to be willing. If we're not willing, what do we have?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Not too good.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, my parents lost both of their jobs this week, and it's been pretty hard around the house.
That's rough. So where are you headed?
To Raleigh. I'm living with my aunt while all this stuff is getting sorted out.
Well, if you want to, we can pray for you.
I would really appreciate that.
All right, let's pray. Now, if you want to come back and see us, just come to 1701 Polo Road. College Park Baptist Church will always be there.
I'll try and come sometime.
This is Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to the glory of God the Father.
Would you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for letting us work in this service and try to spread your word as best as we can. We praise you for your undying mercy and your forgiveness when we do wrong. We ask you to speak to us and talk to us and tell us what we need to do to praise your name. Help us listen for your teaching so that we can always serve as much as we can and that we can learn that that we're never done serving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Rebecca Edmonds, and a few weeks ago, the youth and I went on a trip to Jamaica, and I'm here to share a little bit about that. There are two major points that I wanted to say that I learned in Jamaica. One was being patient, just because of the whole week, everything was so chaotic. None of our plans were set in stone. We had no idea what we were doing until the night before. And even then, sometimes it changed in the morning. So that, with me, I'm kind of a scheduled person sometimes, so it was a little frustrating, but patience was definitely a virtue this week. That week, it was past. And the other one that I learned was that God has a plan for everything, and if you just let him do it, He'll work great things in your life. And the thing I was going to focus on in that week was Wednesday. Wednesday morning, we went to do house visits, which was we went to people who are too sick or just not able to come to church those mornings. And I was in a group with the pastor of the church, Miss Osley, Kyler Prophet, and Keaton Huff. And going into this, I was thinking, there's no way I will be able to do this. No way. Because I don't talk to people. I don't talk in front of people. I don't talk to people that I don't know. I have groups of friends that I can talk to. And even then, sometimes it's, I don't know what to say then either. So it was just, things were running through my head. Like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. But it was just amazing to sit down with each of those houses that we went to and learn that you didn't need to talk much. You just needed to listen. They wanted to share their stories. They went through their childhood. They just went through what they were going through. And all you had to do was sit there and listen to them. We sang songs with them, and whenever we left, it was just like they had so much joy on their face, and you knew it, you had changed their lives, but at the same time, they had changed your lives so much more. And so what I got to thinking was, why does it take such a big mission trip for me to be able to go out and do this? Why do I have to be in Jamaica to go out and minister to people? Why can't I do this in our community? So I challenge all of you to go out sometime today, this week, any day you want, and just go out and share God's love. Go to a nursing home. Go listen to people's stories there. Just talk to them. Be there for them. Share God's love. Smile. Sometimes that can change someone's day. Luke 4, verse 18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed." So go out, spread God's love to all people, and share the great news of his coming.
Next song we're going to do together is Amazing Grace. You'll find these words. Many of us have memorized these words. We're going to throw a chorus in there. It's a little different. Some of you may know that, but it's printed there in your bulletin. This is one of my favorites. It's called Amazing Grace. Will you stand and sing with us?
Grace that taught. like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for the opportunity for the youth to lead in worship. Lord, just let us be disciples for you, and let us go out and do your work every day and every hour and every minute. Bless these gifts now as we give them to you. Amen.
Star set fire.
What a trip.
Those kids really love seeing us.
Yeah, going to Jamaica was the best.
I know. That was awesome.
How about those kids in the school?
I mean, all they wanted to do was grab your hair and throw your head around.
Wouldn't leave us alone.
They just needed some attention, and that's what we gave to them.
Well, we also went because God wanted us to spread his love around. And in a way, that's what we did to those kids.
And the people in the infirmary.
Yeah. That would be terrible to live like that all the time.
I know.
We just take everything we have for granted.
Is that the bell? Better get to class.
Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20. The 11 disciples traveled to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but some doubted. Then Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
Will you pray with me? Dear God, I'd like to thank you for opening up the doors to your house, to this wonderful youth group, and help us to embrace the theme of this Youth Sunday, to know that we are never done serving you. Help us go out throughout the day and throughout the week and serve you to the best of our abilities. Amen.
Good morning. I guess you figured out by now that our theme for Youth Sunday is Never Done Serving. And this is something we learned pretty quick in Jamaica. During those three-hour worship services, I found myself thinking, man, we're literally never going to be done serving. Well, I'm here to speak about something that is kind of hard to do at times in Jamaica, to serve willingly and joyfully. I'll be reading from 1 Peter 5:2. "To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." So when I found out about the trip, I said to myself, okay, I guess I'm willing to go to Jamaica. But as the planning progressed, I found myself getting a little worried about the situations we were going to encounter there, the accommodations, and my willingness faded a little bit. However, I was still ready to serve, having done all of my prep work and praying constantly about the trip. I was excited to get started, but I was completely unprepared for what we would encounter in Jamaica. Let me describe to you some of the conditions we encountered. We slept on the floor in the basement of the church that hosted us. And we took showers, cold showers, outside near the sanctuary. We rode in a tiny bus with no air condition where there were roads, and where there weren't, we had to walk through the heat. And finally, we ate small amounts of some strange foods. And spiritually, many of us were thrust into situations in which we had never been in before. These conditions and situations made it very hard sometimes to serve willingly. We found ourselves thinking to ourselves, man, I can't do this. This is so hard. I'm so uncomfortable. I want to go home. Personally, I just wanted to go home, take a hot shower, and sleep in my own bed. I can't even describe to you how much I wanted an American cheeseburger. However, I saw how much of a difference we were making in the people's lives and how as little as a smile can make all the difference in someone's day. I also saw how the people there were so content with how little they had, and I felt ashamed of myself for being concerned with the living conditions or how comfortable we were or what we were going to eat that day. And all of us stuck to our guns, hunkered down, and carried out God's work, knowing that we were doing good in the world and pleasing God. For it is written in Ephesians 6:7, "Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one of you for whatever good they do." That's powerful. If we serve, we'll be rewarded. With such incentive to serve, why don't we do it willingly and joyfully? But you must remember, it's not about what you get out of it. It's about doing right by God and doing what is pleasing to Him, carrying out His work in the world. No matter how hard it seemed or how scared we were, we kept faith and truly made a difference. We served willingly and joyfully, something all of us should strive to do.
We've learned a lot about taking God's love and putting it somewhere where we know no one. But God doesn't want us to go to Jamaica once a year, once every 2 years. He wants us to go out into our communities every day and serve Him. And sure, that's hard. I mean, imagine walking up to a strange lunch table at school or going up to someone that you really don't like at your workplace. It's hard. But as long as we're all in it, we can do this. Serve every day. So the question is, are you in?
The question is not just for these young people. The question is for us. Are you in? Are you into serving God where you are called? These guys, these ladies, whether it's Jamaica, whether it's the bus station, whether it's Impact, whether it's in their schools, I'm proud of the way that they stand up and have the courage each day to do exactly this, stand before you and before God, saying we're willing. We're willing to go. Y'all can have a seat. Good job. We've been hoping that we've been painting a picture for you of what it really means for us to never be done serving. It's easy for us to get so busy in our day-to-day in the things that we think are important, and many times they are important to us, but are they the most important things? I shared this story in the 9 o'clock service. One of the stories that touched me the most about Jamaica. And this service is really not just about Jamaica. Jamaica just happens to be the most recent picture of what we're trying to do as a youth ministry. We send them to the bus station once a month to do ministry there. We send them to things like Impact yesterday, where they join with churches from around the city. But sometimes you don't really know what kind of impact you're making. And so there's a story that I wanted to share from my experience in Jamaica that proved this point for me. We prepared for a lot of different things. As Rebecca said, we had some kind of schedule that we had been given a couple of months ago. But the one word I told the mission team was, you have to be flexible. You can't go into this thing and think it's going to be exactly like we say it's going to be.
You have to be flexible. Whatever I say needs to be done, needs to be done. So you have to be listening. You have to be watching. You have to be ready. Don't be questioning. Just say, okay, I'll do it. That's what I needed. I needed the team to be flexible. It proved to be true. Even first hour off the plane, I mean, we had not even been off the plane an hour, and the schedule changed. I went, okay. So we went to an infirmary. We were not planned to do anything that first day, except go to worship at our host church that night. Well, Brian, our mission guy, changed that. In the first hour getting into Jamaica, we were at an infirmary. An infirmary is a state-run facility for homeless elderly. They have no other place to go. They're physically or mentally disabled, and your young people were ministering to them right off the plane. It was uncomfortable. It was different, but God used us. That was the first of the week. Many stories that we could share. And you can ask the team, they will share some of those stories. One of the stories for me happened at the end of the week. We were scheduled to do a vacation Bible school. The school system is a little bit different there than it is for here. It was Easter week, it was Holy Week, so the kids were only in school for 2.5 days, Monday, Tuesday, and half day Wednesday. So Thursday, they were out of school. Our host church was working in a community. We would call it a squatters community. They call it an informal settlers community. Squatters is a derogatory term there in Jamaica. And so it's a community, a small, these people would find land that doesn't belong to them, and they would put a small house, a little hut, where they would live. And after a while, it would just become known as theirs. And so the church was ministering in an area of these informal settlers. And so that morning, we had planned a vacation Bible school, and we had some kind of structure, but I knew that it was not going to last. I was like, okay, what's going to happen? So we bus to this community. We have to walk in. We walked about a quarter of a mile in. The bus couldn't even make it to the place we were ministering. So we had water jugs, and we had paper and pencils and crafts and boxes of stuff. And we were walking through the jungle, going by the goats. There were goats that were pinned up all over the place. And yeah, when Sean said we ate some strange things, we ate goat one day. Yes, that we did have goat. It was curry goat, and that was a big deal. That was the one meal I could not. I tried, I really tried, but I couldn't do it. But anyway, we walked by past the goats. We were pulling all that. We went to this small area, had a little soccer field. It was about 5 or 6 huts, and there was probably about 20 children there, and had some representatives from the church. And so we started playing some games with them. We started setting up the craft area. We started getting ready for our music and the Bible story time. There was about 20 kids. Within about 15 to 30 minutes, there were over 100 children that just came out of everywhere. We didn't know where they were coming from, but they were everywhere. And when you have 100 children show up, the word chaos comes to mind, and it's exactly what it was. It was crazy, and our youth did a great job of trying to keep some kind of, keep the kids from killing each other, essentially. They did a great job of playing the games. These kids loved crafts. Music, they kind of like that. Bible story, okay, we want to do crafts. They did crafts for an hour and a half. They made beads. They did coloring things. They had face paint. Well, the teachers and the educators in the group were just kind of freaking out. Like, what are we doing? How is this possible? What is going on? And it's just for 2.5 hours we operated in that kind of environment. And I remember walking out of the place it was a great time, but I was really glad it was over. I had worked harder in those 3 hours and we worked hard every day. This group worked hard every day. But in those 3 hours, we worked harder than any other day we were there. And I asked Brian, our guide, I said, okay, be honest with me. After all that effort, after what we did, does it make a difference? Because we want to know that it's not about us going down there and being seen and feeling good about what we're doing. We want to go down and make, are we making a difference? Are we making an impact? And he shared the story that he said our host church had been working in this community for a long time. And the next day, this was on Thursday, the day before Good Friday. Good Friday is the big holy day in Jamaica. For us, it's Easter. In Jamaica, it's Good Friday. They had a 3-hour-long service. Raymond, you can preach all you want and not get to 3 hours. That is a long time. These youth got through a 3-hour service, and they did a great job. 3 hours, but one of the coolest moments, and this is the tie back to Brian's story. He said there was a gentleman in that community in his 60s that had been in that informal settlers community. And because of the influence of teams like ours, and because of the influence of the church going to that community time after time after time, a man of 60 years found Jesus. It makes a difference. Even though we don't see it, it makes a difference. And in that Good Friday service, about an hour into the service, they were just getting warmed up at about an hour in. And the baptistry was kind of like here in the floor. Like if this is the raised stage, and then there's a gate kind of thing that separates the pulpit from the congregation. And the pastor stands here, and then there's a place to go down into the water. And so this gentleman from the informal squatters community came up to receive Christ that day, and he was going to be baptized. He couldn't walk by himself, so he needed assistance. And so he needed assistance to get up to the baptistry and down into the water. He had somebody there helping him. And during the first couple, they sang a hymn, and it was ramping up the whole time. I mean, this was a good hymn. And the pastor went down into the water, and the gentleman followed. And then, it was exciting just to see what was happening. And what I didn't know is the railing actually opened up so that the congregation could see into the baptistry and you could see the person and the pastor. And about the third verse of that hymn, and all the instruments hit, and that gate came swinging wide open, and it was as if the Lord himself came out of heaven and reminded me, this is why we come. That 60-year-old gentleman was baptized, accepted Christ, because a team like ours, because people gave. You and I, we don't know the impact that we have at our workplaces with a smile, with a kind word. We don't know what's happening in the lives of the people that we are near. But a love-filled word from us, a Christ-filled word, a spirit-filled smile, words make a difference. You and I are never done serving. Whether you're 10 years old or 110, we are never done serving until God calls us home. Because there are people in our lives that need to hear. And we need to say it. Because Jesus' death on the cross gives us a reason to shout it from the rooftops. To dance, even if we're wounded. That's why we worship. That's why we serve. We're going to show you, you've gotten a little glimpse of how God used us. We're going to give you a little slideshow now. There were 750 pictures that I had to look through to get to 120 to get it down to a 5-minute slideshow. This gives you just a little glimpse of what happened in Jamaica. We had a really good soundtrack that went with this, so I'll just talk through it. This is an infirmary that we actually went to and got to minister to some of the people there. This was in the first hour. They did like to play with the girls' long hair. That was fun. And Keaton's hair. Keaton had really good girls' hair, they said. Yeah, this was still Palm Sunday. We were exhausted. We did get food. The cooks did great. They served us really well. We were in one of the schools. We actually did a program and then worked with some of the kids in their classrooms. Kids did a great job of doing that. And then the kids tried to teach Keaton how to dance. And then we were working at a gentleman's home. He was one of the informal settlers. He was a member of the church. That is his home, and we were adding on to that. And the youth learned how to do concrete, mix it yourself, right there on site. That's what they're doing right there. They're mixing the concrete themselves. That is hard work. You don't drive a concrete truck down to the house and pour it. There's another school we went to. Got to sing a little bit with them. Sean got to share. And then we got some time just to hang with the children. They love Earl Blink. They love that man. He had tons of children hanging on him. Oh, they did like playing with William's hair too, didn't they? Yeah. See, there's Earl. And cricket was the big sport. They liked playing cricket, and they taught us how to play cricket. There's Keaton and his hair. This was another infirmary that we got to visit. Ashton's reading the Bible, and then beautiful children, beautiful people. More work. Yep. No, that's not me up on the roof. That was not. Don't tell my wife. Oh, she's here. We got to visit, we got to lead in worship, and that was the drum head. It was halfway gone. The equipment was different than we're used to. And this is us going into the jungle, literally, and working with the children there. Sweet children. Lots of energy, but very sweet children. They love the parachute. And they started doing the face painting and the crafts. Our youth and adults did a great job of keeping them moving and focused and met some of the people there. Claudia put her name on a poor girl's head. We did have a little bit of time with the horse at the ocean. That is a horse. And this was Good Friday. And these are pictures of the church that where we were, St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And that's the building we stayed in. We did have a little bit more. We only had a couple afternoons free. We got to do, this is a great place to go. It's called Dunn's River Falls. I don't know who that was. That stud is Earl Blink. Beautiful place. We had been, it had been warm, and so getting in that water felt nice. This is our last night we had. That was our view, our last dinner out. That's Ben Butendorp passed out. And these are some of the people that we met. These was our bus driver, Junior, and these are the ladies that took care of us, and we were resting on the ready to come back home. Yeah, Ben lost his passport on the plane. I don't know how we got on the plane with it, and he lost it somewhere. But we finally found it. We didn't have to go. Yes, they did. They wanted me to tell this story. Obviously, Ben, I'm going to tell this story. And so we looked for the passport, couldn't find it. Well, the man he came on and he said, I'll be glad to make an announcement. Yes, please make an announcement. We wanted to embarrass him just a little bit. And sure enough, we have a gentleman, a young man who has lost his passport over the entire plane. And the plane starts snickering a little bit. And I think it was Brooke who said, his name is Ben. And but we finally found that passport. So, but here's the point. You saw the pictures, and many people, our chaperones, did an amazing job. Stephen and Earl and Terry and Beth, thank you. Thank you for the time that you spent with our team. For all the people that helped prepare, to help raise money, to came to the barbecue and the auction and donated stuff for the yard sale and prayed for us, we cannot thank you enough. For the budget money that this church provides for things like bus station and for camps and for Wednesday night stuff and Sunday night, I am thankful for this church and all the ways we are supported. And we could come and feel good about what the youth did down in Jamaica, and I'm glad about that, but God has called each one of us to serve where we are. The time is now. We are never done. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. We are not done. Hopefully today, that message has been revealed to you in a different way. We're going to sing a final song. It's listed there in your bulletin. It's The Wonderful Cross. Again, it's a hymn with a chorus attached to it. Some of you will be familiar with it. You'll find the words there in your bulletin. And we ask just during these moments, we're going to stand and sing in just a minute. We want you to consider what those words mean to you and what God may be calling you, where to serve and what to do, because there's somebody in our lives that need Jesus. And one of the things that we learned in Jamaica, we went there to serve and to be a blessing. God always blesses us more than we can ever try to bless. He wants to bless you by you serving someone. And so during the singing of the song, we hope that you consider that in your own life and what God may be calling you to do. Let's stand and sing The Wonderful Cross.
When I survey the
Thank you so much for coming this morning, and thank you for all the love and support that you give our youth ministry, and we just appreciate the opportunity to carry the name of College Park Baptist wherever we go. And so now we're going to have Claudia come for our benediction, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be here today. We are grateful for your many blessings and the opportunities you have given us to share and show your love. May we leave here today remembering your grace and your mercy. Open our hearts and eyes to see opportunities to share your blessings in the coming week. Be with us as we go our separate ways. In your name I pray. Amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.